brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
What do you got?
First thing I got's a Friday.
Thank God.
That's the first thing I got. You know, but I don't want to make it sound like Monday through Thursday is no fun here. Boy, we had a blast yesterday.
But Friday Steiny is a different Steiny.
You know.
You got to admit.
Well.
You got to come clean.
Well, I'm a little worried then.
Why?
Well, I think people are expecting a gung-ho Steiny, but I'm a little concerned. I'm a little concerned.
About what?
Well, let me just give you a little background.
I mean, the sun's shining.
Yeah. I'm on the...
We had a great conversation with our coworkers before the show. The boss was in a good mood. Why you got to do that?
I got to stay true to myself. And I'm looking at the YouTube chat yesterday, and people are talking about me, and I'm absorbing it, but I'm not really responding. And one person said, you know, Steinmetz, the one thing about Steinmetz is he does believe what he says. It's no shtick here. So let me relate a story. And I didn't want to do this. I was waiting to do this. I was hoping something would change. But I got it. I think I got to make it official.
What?
The Niners are in trouble.
Oh.
The Niners are in trouble, and...
Well, they're playing the Raiders tonight.
Yeah, that's small potatoes. But here's what kept hitting me. So, you got Brandon Ayuk holding in. You got Trent Williams holding out. You got McCaffrey, who got paid in the offseason. You got Brock Purdy entering year number 3, but he's only quarterback 21 regular season games with a contract hanging over his head, and it will be all year long. You got McCaffrey banged up. You have a rookie wide receiver not practicing. Dre Greenlaw not back. Last year, at the end of the year, you fired the defensive coordinator, Steve Wilks. You got Bosa coming off a down year. You got the perception of the Bosa contract last year, of him getting over on the 49ers, and how that may or may not be affecting the negotiations this year. I'm getting 2022 Warrior vibes. I'm sorry, 2023.
I was going to say, nobody threw a punch yet.
It was after 2022.
Nobody's hit Brock Purdy yet, except for another team.
There's too much happening right now for this team. There's too much happening. The tone is being set as we speak. Something ain't right. It's a team where, I'll tell you what, I'll start it this way, at 888-957-9570. And I'll tell you mine. You think we're being negative? What's the best thing that's happened during training camp? What's one thing that's positive about 49er training camp?
I got one big thing. Their new right guard, Dominic Pooney.
You stole my thunder.
Well, what do you
Dominic
mean?
Pooney is the best part.
Quit calling him Pooney.
What is it, Pooney?
Yeah.
Dominic Pooney is the best thing that's come out of the 49ers training camp. I'll say Dominic Pooney.
But we do
that's great.
We do have to get into this, though, because you listed a lot of things, and I'm not going to disagree with you. I think you asked me a couple days ago, what is your biggest concern right now with the Niners? And I think you were efficient for a player, but my concern would be agendas. And you kind of listed a lot of the things that are hovering around the Niners that don't have to do with football much. But let's start at the top. Okay, what is the thing that has you feeling on a Friday, on a feel-good Friday, on an Aloha Friday, on a non-payday Friday? What has you feeling the type of way that you do that the Niners are in a bit of trouble? What's number one?
Number one is, I'm trying to think about how I want to lump it all together, but it's the fact that right now this team's not together. And I'm not talking about saying they're together. That's one thing. You know, they're professionals. You know, they're going to compartmentalize the distractions and all that stuff. But now, this is not the way you start a Super Bowl season. And that's the other thing I've detected from 49er fans. And you guys know I have my finger on the pulse of the fan base here. Any fan base. You guys know it. Sometimes you don't like to acknowledge it.
I'm out.
But you know that I know. And I'm telling you right now, I measured 49er fans' optimism a month ago, and it was sky high. And 49er fans right now are not optimistic at all. They're just not. And you know why? Because they're smart fans. They're smart. And they don't like what they're seeing, and rightfully so. This team, and we've used this phrase, trains off the track right now.
Trains off the track, Jack. Because I'm sniffing something this offseason that I wasn't sniffing it last offseason. Because to me, Steiny, it's not just, look, the Niners could start fast and they could come together and they could use all these offseason distractions or issues as a reason to sort of galvanize themselves, get together, and then, I don't know, maybe it would be a miraculous sort of season for them. They're trying to win a Super Bowl. But I also can't overlook how aligned they were last offseason. Brandon Ayuk was one of the standouts in training camp. In the spring, he was kicking ass. I remember him getting in the face of Fred Warner, screaming at the entire defense. He was going viral for how animated and aggressive and, quite frankly, dominant he was in training camp last year. He's not around anymore. Christian McCaffrey was full bore from the spring on last summer. Well, he's got a calf strain. He's not out there. You know, we weren't focused as much on everything else surrounding Bosa. There was a negotiation, but there was never a trade proposal. There were never trade rumors. There was never any option of Nick Bosa not playing for the San Francisco 49ers. It was just a question of how much his price tag was going to be. And as we discussed yesterday with Wilder and Dibbs, Brock Purdy's elbow was somewhat of a concern, but they knew that they had their guy. They knew they had their quarterback. We were talking about Lance and maybe Garoppolo and all the rest. We knew, and the Niners knew, that they had their guy. This offseason, I think you're right. If you just go down the list, Ayuk, Trent, Purdy contract, Pearsall injury, Dre Greenlaw, the Christian McCaffrey guaranteed deal, Wilkes being a scapegoat, Bosa's contract looming over. These are all things that did not exist last offseason, in my opinion, and they all fall under the umbrella of a Super Bowl hangover. And what frustrates me with the Niners is I'm looking over at the team that won the Super Bowl, that took your lunch, not once but twice in the last five seasons, the Kansas City Chiefs. They're trying to three-peat this year. Their players have every reason to go out and ask for more money, to say, I want to be the highest paid. Patrick Mahomes every single year could go out and say, give me more money because I'm the best and you know it and it's not even close. However, they just paid one of their guys, their center, Creed Humphrey, 4 for $72.50 guaranteed.
Yeah.
And that caught my eye because they figured out a contract extension with a player that they value. Well, what has he been doing this entire summer up until he got paid?
Is he in East Texas?
Maybe if that's where they hold training camp.
Oh.
He's been in camp. Creed Humphrey has been practicing with the Kansas City Chiefs while they've been negotiating a contract extension.
You know what Trent Williams calls that? Gutless.
Well, that's a fact. But it's not just him. There's two other impact players from their Super Bowl teams that are also looking for new deals. Nick Bolton, you might remember him 2 years from the Super Bowl, the scoop and score against Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles. He's looking for a new contract. Where is he? He's at practice. He's available to the media. I'm also looking at their guard, their other guard, Trey Smith. He's looking for a new contract. He's been in practice. He's been at training camp. So the team that's won the Super Bowl three of the past 4 years and is looking for their third straight, even guys that are negotiating currently, guys that are trying to get new deals, they are in camp and they are practicing and they are not making it a sideshow. Meanwhile, the team that lost in the Super Bowl, the San Francisco 49ers, have become a sideshow. That's not a team, to your point, that I don't feel or that I do feel like I'm a little bit worried about.
You should be. 49er fans should be a little worried. Here's the other thing I was thinking about. 2 years ago, the Golden State Warriors won an NBA title. And Jordan Poole and Andrew Wiggins got paid. And we didn't think anything of it for about 18 months. And then we come to find out that two of their players, Klay Thompson and Draymond Green, were irked that those two guys got extensions, but they didn't, even though they'd been here longer, etc. I can somebody tell me why them signing Christian McCaffrey, no fuss, no muss, but Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk are where they're at, and it doesn't mean anything? You can't tell me that. You can't tell me that there's not some kind of feeling about that in the locker room. And I wouldn't normally think that, except we now have evidence that it affected the Golden State Warriors 2 years ago. So what are we? 10? No, 15 days about? 15 days from the opener? 16 days from the opener?
And they got to make roster decisions next Tuesday.
I get that all championship teams overcome adversity, but sometimes the signs are there. Sometimes the writing's on the wall and you can see it. And that's what it's starting to look like to me for the Niners. It just looks like they're a team that right now, they're just not together. They're not as far as they should be. They have lingering issues. They have some agendas that are individual. You cannot like the way training camp has started. But I'll tell you what, I'll give you an opportunity. What's the best thing that's come out of training camp? What's the best? What's the thing you're most optimistic about? I know you're going to have to reach for it, but that's all right. We can do that. 888-957-9570. And by the way, I'm going to go take a call right now. I'm going to take a call from Matt in San Jose, and he has set a record. Matt in San Jose has set a record for the quickest call to ever disagree with me.
I think people have called in earlier.
We got on the air at 10:01:30.
Just didn't put him on.
And he has been waiting since 10:02:30. Let's go right to Matt in San Jose, who disagrees with me. Good morning, Matt. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Matt. How are you, my friend?
I'm dynamite.
Matt.
I'm worried about our Niners.
Our is crazy. to your point, okay, so that was a point made about the Chiefs players getting signed. And that was a few minutes after I had already jumped on the line. But,
boy.
Those players getting signed over there, those are good players. Nick Bolton's a good player. Creed Humphrey's a good player. But Need had to go. They already lost somebody. And those players are not Nick Bosa, Trent Williams, Brandon Ayuk, McCaffrey, the guys who got paid for San Francisco. So
yeah.
I just struggle with that particular comparison.
All right.
But I think it's a total overreaction.
Well, that was Evans.
In general.
What's up, Matt?
That's not me, bro. I'm not kidding.
But, go ahead.
But to tell Niners fans, like, you need to be concerned, well, what's been the Niners' biggest problem? the last few years, it's winning in January and February.
It's true.
They've had all kinds of blunders and crazy stuff happen to them through the preseason, the regular season, different contracts, Debo requesting a trade. They lose three straight games. There, everybody's saying Brock Purdy's this and that. What's wrong with Kyle Shanahan? And then they end up in the NFC Championship game, and all is forgotten. Let's worry about what does the team look like when December rolls around, when January rolls around. You want people to be worried about the 49ers August 23rd?
Tea leaves. Tea leaves are pointing to trouble.
That was his point, Matt, not mine.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, there's tea leaves for it, but is it the end of the world? Is it the end of the world, really?
Well,
I mean, what the problems you listed, every single thing you listed is something that could be over with by week six.
That's where my partner disagrees with you. He thinks it could linger. But, Matt, thank you so much for listening, and you're the new record holder. I appreciate it.
As far as the residue from all of these things.
Right.
Yes, I do think that it lingers. Because these are all storylines that are going to follow the team the entire year. These don't just go away the moment you start the regular season. Now, it's funny because we actually do disagree on this as far as the biggest concern or issue with the 49ers, right? Because the thing that I'm actually least concerned about is Brock Purdy's contract. If there's one guy that has shown me in, granted, 21 games, that money's not on his mind, it actually is Brock Purdy. Now, once the season ends, it all becomes about the deal. But Brock Purdy's contract hanging over this season, I think that's a concern for the media. I think that's a concern for maybe fans who are trying to figure out their quarterback of the future. That's all a discussion that we're going to have consistently throughout the year. Is his value going up? Is it going down? Is he the guy? Is he not the guy? I do have still to make my final, I don't know, assessment of Brock Purdy. But his contract is not something that's in the forefront of my mind, Steiny.
Well, I'll tell you, that's great. That's great.
Compared to the rest of this stuff?
No. That's great. Purdy's contract's not on the forefront of your mind. It's on the forefront of his mind. And that's the difference. He's got to play, and I'm going to say it, with two scoreboards.
Do you know what he's going to make next season?
More than he's making now.
Yeah, $1.1 million.
Oh, okay. You got me there.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, he's going to get a raise regardless.
That's true. Yeah, and he's going to go from making $20 an hour to $25 an hour. Now, my point is, yes, he will sign a contract that will eventually make him, I think, a very handsomely rich man. But that contract will not kick in for a couple more seasons. That's one of the main reasons I do not believe that Purdy is worried about his contract. I think he's worried about his play. I think he's worried about the job that he's going to have to do if he doesn't have, say, Brandon Ayuk available for week one. Or even if Brandon Ayuk is under lock and key, I don't think he's going to be as effective at the beginning of the season as he was last offseason because of the last summer that we discussed, right? Last year, Brandon Ayuk was kicking ass in camp. He was the best player on offense on the field, according to some. This year, he's not there. So I don't believe he's going to be the same dude at the beginning of the year. Purdy's going to have to do more. And so I think that's going to be at the forefront of his mind, not how much money he's making or losing this year.
He knows this is a big year for him. And he knows that he's missing two important guys that are his teammates on the offense. I don't know. I remember the Warriors two seasons ago at the beginning of the year. And it just didn't set up well. Remember, they had Bob Myers going into a lame duck season as a general manager. That hung over the team. Steve Kerr, even last year, was working without a contract, and it was talked about. Draymond Green wanted a contract extension. Klay Thompson was talking about the max before last season. It just didn't, or before two seasons ago, rather. It just didn't, just sometimes, what did you say? Oh, God, you had a great line about the year.
Oh.
Yeah, what was that?
Well,
no, This is poignant.
So oftentimes in sports, people talk about the year before the year, right?
Mm, yes.
2014 was the year before the year for the Warriors. You know, 2009 is oftentimes referenced as the year before the year for the San Francisco Giants because they almost got to the postseason, but they were right on the precipice, and then they broke through the next year. Same for the Warriors. Nobody ever talks about the year after the year. You know why? Because nothing happens. Because it generally doesn't go well. And it's not a season that you do remember because it's a bad year. The year after the year. Well, the year after the year for the Philadelphia Eagles was one that saw them go 10-1 and then end up with 11 wins. The year after the year for the 2019 49ers was the 2020 season, the lost season. Yeah, a lot of it was because of injury, but it was the year after the year. The year after the year for the Golden State Warriors in 2015 was 2016, where they almost got there, but they couldn't quite punch it home. So, is this going to be the year after the year for the Niners? Because all I've heard about this season is it supposed to be the year? And that's what has me feeling a little bit, I don't know, uneasy about this season, is everything that I heard about this offseason was it supposed to lead into the year. This
exactly.
is the year the Niners are supposed to win the Super Bowl. Okay, well, guys want money. Guys want new contracts. Guys are holding in. Guys are holding out. Your first-round pick apparently can't get on the field. Nick Bosa's contract is hanging over this season. You already paid one guy, but you haven't paid the other guy. You fired your defensive coordinator, made him a scapegoat for last season. There's already a Super Bowl hangover. You might have to pay your quarterback $60 million. All of these things, to me, do not scream, this is the year. Right?
Right. Yep. Absolutely.
Thank you, dude. Thank
Absolutely.
You,
dude. And, you know, the one thing I was thinking, and this might sound a little harsh, but the more I think about it, the more I don't think it bodes well. I don't think it bodes well. And I know Ayuk's in a position where his window's open. But you know what? McCaffrey, you're a hell of a player. Trent Williams, oh, you're one of the greatest of all time. Ayuk, you're a really good receiver in the NFL. But I gotta remind all three of you, you ain't champions.
I'm not
you
gonna sugarcoat
didn't
it. Sugarcoat
win the Super Bowl. You lost the Super Bowl. You lost the Super Bowl. I don't like the idea of guys doing this after they lose the Super Bowl. It just doesn't, you know what? The optics stink. And that's the kind of thing that I think impacts a team. Are they done? No, they're not done. But the other thing is they are making it harder on themselves, and they're not good enough to have all this room for error that we're seeing right now.
Well, that's what's frustrating is I do believe that this team, without the issues that have clouded the entire summer, they are good enough to win a Super Bowl. I think that's why we're talking about them this way, is because this team should, and I believe if they get their act together, is still good enough to win a Super Bowl. And that's the standard that they've set for themselves because they've done everything else but. And this is a fair point from the 510, the Xfinity Mobile text line. I agree with the caller. I'm assuming they're talking about Matt in San Jose. The Chiefs won the Super Bowl, and they had issues. The first 10 games of the year, people said they wouldn't make the playoffs, and they did. And, of course, they won the Super Bowl. That's correct. However, the Chiefs had already won two chips. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league. Andy Reid has reason to believe he's the best head coach in the league. The Chiefs had been there before, and they had done it. They know what it takes to win a title. The San Francisco 49ers, for all of their regular season, and even I would throw postseason success in there, what Brock Purdy's like 6-3 is, you know, in the playoffs, or 4-2, I should say, they do not know what it takes to win a Super Bowl because they haven't done it yet. And I think that's what you're talking about when you say teams that have not won wanting all of these things before they've accomplished it. Brandon Ayuk wants $30 million or near $30 million without having won a Super Bowl. I find it funny. Maybe we can get into this on the other side. I do find it funny that everyone is concerned about paying Brock Purdy the amount of money that he that we all think he's going to make, and he hasn't won a Super Bowl, but that doesn't apply to Ayuk. That doesn't apply to Warner. That doesn't apply to Kittle. That doesn't apply to Trent. We're concerned about what the quarterback's going to make who hasn't won a Super Bowl, and yet we're not concerned about what the rest of the team is going to make when they also have not won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and listen, I'm not here to say this season's done, but I've been flirting with this all month about how much does this matter? When does it start to matter? Does it matter from day one? Does it not matter at all even now? And all I'm telling you is, after watching sports for as long as I've watched it, this isn't good. This isn't good. They have started the season terribly, and I'm just here to tell you that I've seen many seasons look like this to start, and it's hard to turn it around. It just is. 888-957-9570 is the number. And you want to jump in? You're more than welcome to jump in and tell me why Evan and I are overreacting. But the San Francisco 49ers, I'd love to know what the odds were that the Niners were going to win the Super Bowl after the Super Bowl and what they are now. Because even a Niner fan would have to acknowledge they're probably not as good now as they were 6 months ago. What's coming up on the game? Presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment was brought to you by Lucky California.
This fish is stinking from the head up.